On the east side of the tower, this centenary plaque dedicates the Beta Bells to service. On Centenary Day, August 8, 1939, General Fraternity President Clarence L. Newton, Wesleyan 1902, made the presentation of four bells to Miami University.
President Upham, answering the will of the fraternity, it now becomes my privilege as President of Beta Theta Pi to tender this memorial to Miami University through you, its president, and to voice in behalf of all Betas in the dedication of this memorial the earnest hope that the Beta Bells will sound over this campus through centuries to come.
Inscribed upon the peal of bells, from largest to smallest, are their names, Beta, Theta, Pi, and 1839 to 1939. Forged by the Manili Bell Company of Troy, New York, the bells have a combined weight of 5,600 pounds, the largest nearly 4.5 feet in diameter. The bells are pitched to ring the Westminster series for each quarter hour, with the striking of the hour on the largest bell. Since the construction of the campanile had not yet begun by Centenary Day, the four bells and this bronze tablet were temporarily mounted in the East Tower of Harrison Hall, known for many years as Old Main, where Beta Theta Pi was born. They were transferred to the current location in 1941. More than 1,000 Betas convened in Oxford for Beta's five-day centenary convention in 1939, a convention record at the time. Events throughout the weekend included a parade with Major George M. Chandler, Michigan, 1898, as Chief Marshal, a special initiation of eight Miami men, among them future U.S. Ambassador to Luxembourg, John E. Dullaboy, Miami, 42, and the presentation of a Beta time capsule to be opened at the fraternity's bicentennial in the year 2039. Each chapter delegate in attendance was gifted a gavel made from the elm trees that grew on campus by then chapter president and later first administrative secretary Ralph Fay, Miami, 1940. Also among the high-profile Betas in attendance was Brother John Knox Lansdowne, Miami 1900, grandson of Potter Knox, and a first for convention, a Beta centenary motion picture captured most aspects of the celebration to relive the events and emotions. Among the greatest moments of Centenary Day was the first peal of the bells at exactly 12 o'clock noon, broadcast nationally on public radio.